This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, the Mavericks last night get a victory despite Damian Lillard's 47 points. Luka and the bench come to the rescue. Kevin, Luka has 27 last night. Kristaps puts in 20 as well, and the Mavericks get another win. Right now, at the moment, they're fifth in the West, and that puts them facing Denver if they were to play in the playoffs, and that is not the team I want to play in the playoffs.
Sure.
But I just, again, love the opportunity to be in that conversation, especially with what Luka and this team is doing right now.
And the Mavericks' remarkably perplexing home versus road split continues, because this is the same Portland team that they lost to at home, and that was a game that I was at, that game where Dame took over in the third quarter and was like, I'm going to show you what's what, and he took over in this game as well, but it did not end up being the difference. So huzzah to the Mavericks for picking up a good win.
So I watched most of the rest of that game last night, starting like the second period last night, Kevin, and I'm surprised that they shot 46.8% from three. Because every time I looked up, it looked like the ball was bouncing off the back of the rim. And it looked like, I think at one point, Seth Curry missed like three in a row, but he was 4 for 7 last night from three.
So you saw the only three that he missed.
I'm looking at the numbers this morning and I'm saying, how? Because I saw Maxi Kleba miss three. Guess what? He was 2 of 5 last night. So yes, I guess the only times that I watched the game last night, they didn't hit their threes, because the rest of the time they were killing all of them. And that's the method and the model. Porzingis is shooting from 50 feet out. He's doing whatever it takes to get those points too. And again, they do what they need to do last night to get a win and walk away late. It looked like, oh my gosh, can we just end this game? That's just the Mavericks' MO, man.
So, and something else about the Mavericks' MO, and it continues to come up. You pointed out how well they shot from three. Do you realize if you removed Luka from that, they would have shot 56% from
three?
Yeah,
he was 2 of 11.
Night.
And that was another thing that
he's
I looked up.
He's a bad three-point shooter.
Every time I saw, he is bad, and he keeps throwing it up.
Yeah.
And again, I think it's because he can use that to set up more than anything else, right? Like, I have to show people that I'm going to do it, because they have to respect it at least. If I just go to the basket all the time and dish, I'm just old school Jason Kidd. But if I stand out here and shoot the three, because we're going to have so many possessions. We're going to have X possessions in a game. So, and Rick Carlisle says, if we get that many possessions, how many of them should be three-point shots? How many of them can we stand to miss, and how many times can we make up the points with that extra point rather than just going to the basket? So I get it, but you're right. At some point, when he gets locked in for 4 or 5 in a stretch, it's big time, because he can hit some big time shots. But throughout a game, taking 11 and missing 9 of them, not good enough right now. But he's in his second year, Kevin, and he is the youngest European player to ever make a starting role in the All-Star game for the NBA.
I think that is really exciting. Interesting, because we always talk about how these two are tied together. Trae Young, also named an All-Star starter. Did you know that this is just the second time in NBA history that multiple All-Star starters were selected and that were under the age of 22. Only other time it happened, Kobe Bryant and Kevin Garnett in 1998. So that's a pretty sweet combination to be associated with. You have one of the greatest players of all time along with Kobe. So yes, yes.
Wow, shots fired at Kobe.
Couldn't help it. So, I mean, I think it's terribly exciting. Obviously, I wish that he would have been captain so we could start rigging the free agent process, but that's just not in the cards. However, after last year, when he didn't quite make it as a starter, and
he can still rig it.
Well, that's probably true.
He can still
true.
Rig it.
We would have been in more captain. Control of it this time, right, but no, you're right.
He can still rig it, though. But Luka, I know you're listening.
I mean, I think this will be a great opportunity to get FaceTime in front of a lot of these players, and I'm very excited for him, and there's no question he obviously deserves to be a starter.
Somebody asked what LeBron James' three-point percentage was. His second year was 35%. And that's better than Luka's right now, isn't it?
Yes, Luka is shooting 32%. But the other thing, because I want to double check.
He's LeBron's like a career 34% shooter.
I think that also misses the point. Is do you know how many three-pointers LeBron was shooting that year? He was shooting 4 per game. Luka's shooting 9 per game.
Yeah.
So that's the problem, is it's not just the percentage, it's how many you shoot. If Luka was shooting 4 three-pointers a game and 32%, I'd be like, okay, well, I hope it gets better. Like, he doesn't. He shoots a lot, and he shoots them poorly. That's a bad combination. And right now, that's the only, like, hole in his game.
But I don't know if it's a problem. Because they're winning. They're winning games. And you know what? It spaces the floor. It gives other shooters big-time opportunities to make threes. Somebody said he also has to create for every three-pointer he gets. That's because he's got possession. He is the possession hoarder.
Yes.
And so he does have to create. But what does he do? He is able to create for other people at the same time. So I think it's, Kevin, you know, I know you're looking at the number and saying it's not efficient. Because we're used to Dirk Nowitzki efficiency. And, you know, you may even look around the league and say some of these guys are far more efficient three-point shooters. But when it comes down to when does he hit a shot, when does he make a shot, when does he make the decisions, and I know we disputed the other night on Hardaway's decision, but whenever he makes those decisions, that's going to be what it comes down to, and when he makes the right shot. I think the rest of it is, hey, just go out there and be part of this to space the floor even more so we can get some of these other guys some big shots, because you have to think about doubling Luka Doncic most nights, right? And so if he's at back there shooting threes from 40 feet away and he connects on one, then what's going to happen? That other guy's going to have to come out and just help out just a little bit, giving Dorian Finney-Smith enough time in the corner to get a shot off.
Yeah, see, I don't know if that's how it's going to play out. I think some teams are going to start to, at some point, to dare him. You know, like, go ahead.
Fine, then I'll take it to the basket.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's got those things, and that's what he does. He says, okay, he watches that. He does both of those things, and I think shooting from out there allows that, Kevin. That's what I'm saying is it's like a poker player. You know, it's a bluff. It's a tell, and they're saying, okay, we're going to do it, and once he recognizes it, that's when he goes. And again, Kevin, he's an all-star. They're winning right now. It's something to be excited about.
Yeah,
Here, Kevin, is, again, just hating on Luka, who just made the all-star game last night, yeah. And I don't even know what to do anymore.
Can we just celebrate and just talk about how awesome all of his stuff is?
I want to celebrate Luka making the all-star game, but I want to backtrack on something you said, because you said it a couple times, and it's not entirely accurate. And you get this from the 469. Who cares? We're winning, dumbass. But yeah, you should care because, well, first of all, you shouldn't call names. But if you pay closer attention to what's happening to the Mavericks, they're not really winning, well, and definitely not anywhere near the way they were. I'm just saying, they started out the season 16-6. In their last 22 games, which is the same sample size as how they started, they're 12-10. And that even includes a 4-game win streak. They're still, and last night, a 4-game win streak and last night, they're still just 12-10 in that same spot. So I don't just want people to be like, hey, they're winning. That's awesome. But don't you want them to be winning more? Corey, you always tell me, make 100% of your free throws. So I'm saying, go out with a game plan that can win you 100% of the games. Surely you got to support that.
I question you with this, Kevin.
What?
In the last 6 games, what's their record?
Yeah, 5-1.
Answer the question.
I just did.
All right. That's all I asked you to do.
Okay. So ignore that it was losing.
In the last 6 games, gotcha. What is their record?
Gotcha.
5-1.
All right.
All right. You went back too far.
Okay. So don't worry about the 16-game sample.
No.
Worry about the 6.
What have they done lately?
Okay.
You always say that in Are You Better?
Gotcha.
What have you done for me lately?
I don't even remember.
You also say
that
better anymore.
Actually, in the last game, Kevin, what was the in the last game, what's our most recent sample size?
That Luka couldn't shoot the 3.
Oh my god. Sorry.
No, in all seriousness, then that is just something I want him to tweak. Because, like, legitimately,
I think we all do.
That looks like the only hole in his game right now. He's freaking phenomenal. I'm going to say that for the record so people don't lose their mind too much. And he 100% deserves to be an all-star starter.
Does he deserve better? Does he deserve to be the captain? Or is it not time to hand over that torch yet?
I think perhaps he does deserve it over LeBron this year.
Interesting. LeBron's team has a better record.
Yeah, and
LeBron's numbers are still solid, man.
And that's the weird thing, because like if you judge it on that, then it goes to LeBron. If you judge it on efficiency, the top two most efficient players in the league are Giannis and James Harden. Which seems weird because I know people have this preconceived notion about James Harden, the most efficient player that's ever lived since Kobe. And then it's Luka.
Does that still put Luka behind Giannis then?
Yes.
Interesting. Will he be able to overtake him in popularity and actually being a considered MVP type?
I would say you'd be at least a year away, because to overtake him in popularity, I think you would need to drop Giannis on a big stage. So like, let's say next year the Mavericks made it to the finals against the Bucks and the Mavericks won, and like you would think Luka would be the MVP. Then I think you could switch it. But as it stands right now, the odds of the Bucks getting to the NBA Finals are significantly higher than the Mavericks, and so it's going to be tough to slow down his popularity. So I'd probably say you're still a good year or two away from being able to make that a reality.
Okay, the teams that were selected out of the West and the East, though, Kevin, like that's a pretty phenomenal grouping of basketball players. When you start to look at who actually made it, who actually gets those starting nods, and Trae Young being involved in that too is pretty remarkable in the East. But the names from the Western Conference, would you take this basketball team against any other basketball team that you possibly could?
Yes.
And that is LeBron, Anthony Davis, Kawhi, Luka, and Harden.
Yes. Look, I mean, go through the name one more time.
LeBron.
Yep.
Anthony Davis. Mm-hmm. Kawhi, Luka, and Harden.
Okay, so wouldn't you argue that those are five of the six best players in the league?
Aside from Giannis? Yes.
So there you go. Like
it's remarkable how talented that team is right there.
I mean, I wish I had Giannis, but if you told me, but you can have everybody else. I'll take
Who would you take Giannis over in that group? You better not say Luka.
Probably Anthony Davis, because I think you could swap.
All right, that's a good answer.
I think you could swap those players maybe the best, because they all have different like skill sets, but I think maybe you could swap those guys.
All right, without considering skill set, who would experience-wise and...
Kawhi, because I don't think he'd play. Because he'd be like, this game doesn't count, so I'm going to load manage this game.
Luka, from the 2-1-0, Luka's free throw shooting is by far his biggest flaw. I've yet to hear y'all mention. Now, we've talked about that, too. His lack of efficiency in the three is a big concern. But, yeah, when it comes to late-time free throws, he has not been great all the time. And I would like to see him be better for sure.
Look, if you're looking for things to fix in the second half of the season, I would say... the Mavericks' inability to protect home court, becoming a mediocre late-game team. They're the worst late-game team in the NBA. If you become even mediocre, you're going to be looking fantastic. And then Luka becoming more efficient from the three. Those would be the three things that immediately jumped to mind.
Could Dak Prescott play for this team, Kevin? The
Cowboys?
Chicago Tribune put out a story, and the headline was, "Who will be the Bears' backup to Mitch Trubisky?"
What?
And they said, it said Dak, Eli. It had a bunch of names up there. Fitzpatrick.
Eli's retiring like right now.
And I was like, this is insane. And then I went through and looked at this list. I heard Mike Fisher talk about it this morning, Kevin. And basically they listed all of the potential free agents. And I was like, if you're signing any of these, because Tom Brady's on there, Dak's on there, Drew Brees is on there.
Nice.
Those guys are going to be starters over Trubisky. There's no way you would... There's no way Chicago would get Dak Prescott and say, you're the backup. No.
I don't know
why. They would be done with Trubisky.
The only list that it should say is who should be the Bears' backup is it should be Trubisky, right?
Yes. I just love that Fish brought it up this morning with Shot at RJ because it was pretty hilarious.
That is tremendous.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.